Out in the fields, I'm Brian German with California Ag Today. Over the past 30 years, California rice producers have increased their water use efficiency by 40%. However, when people see flooded rice fields, it can raise questions regarding water usage. Luis Espino is a UC Cooperative Extension Farm Advisor in Colusa County, who manages the Rice Farming Systems Program in Colusa, Glenn, and Yolo counties. He offered some information to help clear up any misconceptions with the rice industry's use of water.
There's a lot of, you know, especially in this area, a lot of concentration of rice fields. And so, you know, if you're not familiar with it, like you say, you drive by and you're wondering, oh my God, they're using all this water. But that water is eventually going back into the system, and there's specific reasons why the water's in the field.
More from Luis Espino after this.
Phytophthora is a soil fungi present in much of the soil throughout the state, and when conditions are right, the fungi will flourish and become a serious problem, especially for almond orchards. Garrett Gilcrease is an agronomist for Syngenta, a crop protection company. He said all that great rainfall throughout the state could be setting up the almond orchards to a serious decline by Phytophthora.
When things get really, really warm, that root system might not be able to sustain everything that tree needs, and yes, it can ravage orchards.
But he said Ritamil Gold is here to help.
It's a soil-applied fungicide.
And how should it be applied?
Micro-irrigation, sprinkler, drip irrigated. That's the preferred method because it's so efficient in putting that product down.
Contact your pest control advisor on the benefit of Ritamil Gold for Phytophthora.
Rice is an aquatic plant, and so continuous flooding of the fields is the most effective means for irrigation. Flooding fields also assists with weed control and minimizes the need for herbicides and additional fertilizers. Espino noted that while it may appear like an enormous amount of water in those rice fields, looks can be deceiving.
Sometimes, you know, people drive around and they see the flooded fields, and it's really hard to tell how deep that water is. And a lot of people are surprised to find that it's only maybe 4 inches deep.
There is also a lot of precision involved in preparing a rice field for flood irrigation.
Those fields are laser leveled, so they are flat as a table. And they can have a very shallow flood, and, you know, it looks like the field is a lake, but there's only 4 inches of water in the field.
This is California Ag Today.